have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening. It's such a blessing to be here on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be in the land among the living. We do honor the Lord on tonight, and we're so happy to be here with you. Amen. Millions of people didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. And for that, we ought to truly be grateful on tonight. So listen, is there a word from the Lord? Oh, yes, it is. God is talking. God is speaking. And it's time, high time, that we begin to listen to the voice of God, listen to his directions, pay attention, and apply these things to our lives. So on tonight, we're going into the word, amen. We're going to dive in. We're going to dissect this word, and we're going to apply this word to our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. I need y'all to do me a big favor. Call your neighbors and call your friends. Call your family members. Call your papa and them. And come on here. Call your uncles and aunties and your cousins. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line on tonight. Amen. We do give God glory. And while y'all are doing that, I'm going to take a few minutes, amen, to just talk to you for a few seconds. We give God so much glory. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to praise God. You know, there are people who are living today, and they wish they could talk to praise Him. They wish they could stand and dance to praise Him. They wish they could clap their hands. They wish they could wave their hands. And we have all the activities, you know, of our limbs, and we still refuse to give God glory. But long as I got a mouth, I'm going to always tell God thank you, because He's been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so merciful. And I just want God to know how much I appreciate Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I've been missing you guys for the past 2 weeks. And you know, I'm just not being on, because I just didn't want to be on. That is never the case. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God for restoring my voice. He's yet restoring it daily. I've been on vocal restrictions, right? And so I have not, you know, preached in the last 2 weeks. You know, but my voice is coming back. I thank God for that. Just been, you know, you just wear yourself out. Just going, doing what the Lord told you to do. And, you know, just making sure everybody else is good. You know, sometimes we don't necessarily take the time we need for ourselves. And so if we don't listen to our bodies will tell on us. And, you know, they'll tell us what's going on. And, you know, sometimes we just get worn down. And, you know, and then we go check on ourselves. But I truly thank God for a good bill of health on today. I'm just, you know, a horse, amen. I don't have any infections. I don't have any sinuses. I just thank God for what he's doing. So on tonight, we're going to go into the paperback Bible. So I want to prepare y'all. Go ahead and get your Bibles, amen. And let's, you know, dive in. I want to go ahead and thank God this afternoon for my husband, Bishop James Hunter. I also want to thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. She's really been busy as well. And I thank God for keeping her. Amen. Keeping her in all of the things that she has before her. He has been giving her the foresight. Amen. And I thank God for what he's doing in her life on tonight. So, y'all, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. We love you, Father. We thank you for being a good Father. We thank you on tonight that you made this way possible. Father God, open up our ears so that we may be able to hear crystal clear what you're saying to the church. Lord God, open up our hearts so that we may be able to receive what you're saying, God. Let us be receptive on tonight, God. Let us digest this word. Lord God, let this word fall on good ground. Father, we thank you now for what you're about to do in the lives of your people. We will forever give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are so grateful on tonight. You know, as with always, there's a lot of things going on. Amen. And I just want to help, you know, pray that your God will heighten your discernment in this hour. We in the month where September, where the witches are preparing for their rituals, their anniversaries, their they on recruitment, they on their recruitment post. So right now they're trying to recruit our young people. They're trying to recruit anybody that they can. So we need to be on high alert, parents. Don't, when your kids leave out the door, bless them. When they come back in, bless them. Amen. You know, because see, they can go out the door one way, come back home and around in the world with different kinds of people. By the time they come, sometimes people's spirits be attached to our children, and they come in, and the enemy come in unbeknownst to you because you're really not paying that much attention. But I want your discernment to be heightened in this hour, because we are in the month where the witches, and they brewing it, they recruiting, you know, trying to get some baby witches, you know what I mean. They're on recruitment, and we're getting ready to go to the Halloween. And so this is their ritual, their form of, they'll have their big celebrations and all of these, this and the third. So we have to be on high alert. Intercessors, you need to rise up at 3 a.m. because that's the hour when they pray. And that time, if that's their hour to pray, that means we need to be up praying against everything that they're trying to do, everything they're attempting to do, every word curse that they are speaking. We need to be in position to tear it down. Amen. We should not allow them to have more authority or no authority. We shouldn't allow them to have any authority over the people of God. Amen. So we got to cut their works up. We got to annihilate it, demolish it, uproot it, overthrow it. Amen. And do away with it. We cannot play with it, but we must be serious about this season that we're in. I do give God glory because he has all power, and he has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall they harm us. So I want you to know you got the power. Use it. Exercise the power that God has given each one of us as believers. Amen. God is so amazing. Amen. He's so amazing. And is there no reason for us to get afraid? But what we need to do is to begin to pray and cover everybody, cover yourself, cover your family, cover the believers, cover the preachers, the pastors, the leaders, cover everybody and everything that you can think of, cover it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need every intercessor to be on alert. We thank God. Amen. Because God, he never will allow us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. He warns us. Warning comes before destruction. And a lot of times when you do fall into destruction, it's because you did not adhere to the warning. You didn't pay attention to it, or you knew it was a warning, and you just wanted to do what you wanted to do. So we thank God, amen, that we're going to pay attention and we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So if you have your Bibles, let us go to the book of Corinthians. Going to Corinthians, where Paul wrote this book to the church of Corinth, right? So let us go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And if you have it, say you have it. If you're coming, say you're coming. Amen. We need to learn how to utilize the gifts that God has given us. For every believer, for every person that's ever been born, God has given us all gifts. Some of us have, you know, the Bible says a gift and callings are without repentance. There's some people who have been called and they just haven't answered the call. There's some people who have answered the call and they still not doing what they are called to do. There are some of us, God has given many gifts, many. They're gifts and talents. And we need to know how to exercise these gifts that he has given us, how they operate. We need to know their function and how they operate. We need to know how to flow in them and stop, you know, you having them but not using them. So when you don't use them, they become dormant. So tonight I declare and decree that there will be no gifts lying dormant in the lives of the believers. It is time out now for us to not to be using the gift that he gave us. He gave us these gifts to use for the, you know, the benefit of the body of Christ, right? He gave us gifts so that we'll be able to fight the devil, right? So we're not utilizing these gifts. We've got a lot of mouth service, but we don't know the word of the Lord. We're not using it. We're not applying it. And so if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. I said it one more time. If you don't use the gifts that God has given you, you're going to lose it. Amen. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, we're going to begin to read at verse 1. And it reads, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that we were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus accursed, and that no man can tell that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost, right? So how can you know if Jesus is the Lord? It's the only thing, the flesh and blood didn't reveal that. The Holy Ghost had to reveal it. Amen? Hallelujah. So what I want to talk about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets work into our lives. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God. You know how you was when you didn't know God, right? You were led from one phony God to another, never knowing that you were what you were doing, just doing it because everybody else did it. It's different in this life. God wants us, you know, to use our intelligence to seek, to understand as well as we can. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You got to seek the kingdom first, right? If you don't know the kingdom and how it functions and how it operates, how are you going to seek God? You got to seek his kingdom, right? And then the Bible begins to say that everything else, all these other things will be added unto you. So while you're trying to get the house first, get the man first, seek God first, seek his kingdom, know his ways, know his attributes. When you're seeking the kingdom, you'll begin to learn how God functions through various things, how he functions through systems and principles and different things like that. But you got to seek him. You won't know it if you don't seek the Lord. You won't know what his kingdom is if you don't seek him. How you say you serve a God, but you don't even know how he operates. You don't even know the function and how he maneuvers and how he wants us to know his ways. Because if our ways, Lord have mercy, we need to know, Lord have mercy, we need to know. You say you got a father, but you don't know what your father likes. You don't know what your father dislikes. You need to study him. You need to seek. Amen. And then you'll know. So the Bible begins to talk about, you know, we didn't know what we were doing. You know, when we didn't know God, we were just doing what everybody else was doing. But God, he wants us to be intelligent. He wants us to seek, you know, understanding. For instance, by using your head, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say, Jesus be damned. Right? That's the same thing as a curse. No, you know, by using your head now, then using your intelligence. Now, you may not know God in a more excellent way. You may not know him like that, but you know, in just using your own brain, if you use it, that you wouldn't say that the Spirit of God never prompts anyone to say, Jesus be damned. Not with any, nor would anyone be inclined to say Jesus is master without the insight of the Holy Spirit. We have to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He is a teacher, and it will teach you all things, all truth, right? Amen. Verse 4 reads, now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Hear it again. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And when we're talking about diversities right here, let me let you understand that this simply means different, right? There are different gifts. We have different gifts, but it's the same Spirit. Amen. And Ephesians 4 and 4 reads, it says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. All right? So we are all, there are many different gifts. We got some of you are gifted to do this, to sing, to see. You're gifted to pray. You're gifted to lay hands on the sick. They recover. You're gifted, there's so many different gifts. Excuse that noise, please. Amen. Glory to God. And verse 5 reads, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are differences of administration or different ministries, but the same Lord. All right, meaning that there are some deliverance ministries. There are some healing ministries. There are some prophetic ministries. There are some apostolic different ministries. There are some apostolic ministries. There, you know, those are different ministries. Glory to God, but the same Lord. Verse 6, and there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Again, there are different operations. You know, you may set up one gift this way. It may operate that way. All right, right? And because all gifts won't operate the same. Same. If you have the gift to sing, right, and sing under the anointing, and the anointing destroys the yoke, all right, that's one gift. But you're singing. You're using your voice to sing a song that will destroy yoke off of a person's life. That's the operation. You're singing, and that's the action of it, right? And then you may have a gift, different operations of, you may have the gift of laying on of hands. But one, you're using your voice to sing. The other one, you're using your hands to lay hands on, or you know, as far as the gift of healing. So they're still the same, you know, they're different gifts, diversity, but they operate. You know, there may be different operations, but it's all the same God which working in us all. God is doing the work. Everything that we're doing as unto the glory of God, he is working it, those gifts. All he's doing it all, right? You just have different operations. And the operations meaning simply how you do a thing, which way you go by doing it, okay? Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Some of you have been given the gift, the word of wisdom, all right? Wisdom being a person that is wise, amen, and you have the gift that when someone comes to you and they have a problem, you are able to give them the wisdom of God because God has given you wisdom. You are able to say things to them that is strictly wisdom that comes from the Lord, all right? And then some have the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, word of knowledge. You call me with a problem and you're telling me the situation, then the Lord gives me the word of knowledge, meaning that I know what, like you said, well, I don't know why this happened. I don't know what I need to do. And the word of knowledge comes. There's a, you know, knowledge. The word of knowledge is speaking the knowledge of God. The word of wisdom is the wisdom of God. But they both are operating by the same Spirit. The wisdom comes from experience. Right? Wisdom comes from experience. Word of knowledge is just like the same thing. It's also experience, but it's a difference. They work the same. They correlate the same. But word of knowledge is just like having the answer, excuse me, where wisdom is having the experience. You've experienced that thing and you have learned from your experience. All right? To another faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. All right? So, okay. Excuse me. So, it's just so for an example, you have the gift of prophecy, to prophesy. For we prophesy by faith. All right? We prophesy by faith. All right? Okay, so for an example, you know, some people say, well, I didn't hear the Lord in my ear. I didn't hear him audibly speaking in my ear. Well, some of us, excuse me, something was sprayed and choking me. Excuse me. You may not hear God audibly, but you may, it may be in your spirit man. Your spirit man could speak, right? So that is still by the same Spirit. Some of us can hear him audibly, and some of us are prophesying by faith because, you know, the Lord speaks to us, and sometimes we may not hear him, but we can feel it in our spirit, man. Our spirit, man, is bearing witness to what we are hearing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirit. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. to another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are gifts, people. Everything I'm saying, these are gifts. The gift of wisdom. Excuse me. We have the gift of wisdom. We have the gift of knowledge, the word of knowledge. You have the gift of healing, right? You have the working of miracles. That's a gift. You have the gift of prophecy. You have the gift of discerning of spirits, that discernment, right? Then you have divers of kinds of tongues. That means different. We have different tongues. Some of us may speak, some may speak Swahili, some may speak Japanese, some may speak, you know, different languages, right? In your, when you're speaking in your heavenly language, your language is not the same as your native language. Whereas our native language may be English, when we speak in tongues, we don't speak in English. When we speak to God, we're speaking in our heavenly language. Because if we spoke in English, then everybody would be able to understand. So if we're talking to God in our heavenly language, God gives you a spiritual tongue whereby man may not, sometimes may not have the interpretation. But then there's sometimes when there are interpretations of tongues. There, some people do have the gift of interpretation. A lot of people don't operate in that gift. That is one of the gifts that I hardly see a lot of people operating in, is the gift of interpretation of tongues. You know, you can hear, you can sit and listen to tongues. I can tell when tongues are warring. I can tell when tongues are shifting. I can tell, and even I can tell when how many people are speaking. When you know how you're speaking in your heavenly language, sometimes you can speak to God, you can be speaking to God, and sometimes you can be speaking to God and God speaking back to you. It's just how deep, or if God has given you that gift, that you will be able to know, be aware of the operation of it. All right. So let's go to verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. All right. Let's go back. We're going to go ahead back and recap real quick. God, various gifts are handed out, right? They're handed out everywhere. But they are all originated in God's Spirit. All the gifts that we have now, they originated, you know, by the Spirit of God. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originated in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. So, you know, people can't say that they don't have any gifts, because that's not true. He gave you gifts, right? He gave you gifts to, that you can use the gifts to help someone else. So we all have gifts. Some of us just don't use them, right? So each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. You know, there's a variety of gifts. And we ought to be thankful that we are able, we're in a free world, where we can praise God. Right now, we're in a free world where we can praise God like we want to. We can shout, we can scream, we can dance, we can, you know, be prostrated, we can be neat, we can kneel. We have the ability to even go fellowship with our sisters and brothers in Christ. Right now, we have this ability. You know, in other countries, people are being beheaded before the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Families are being beheaded, you know what I mean? So people are being killed because they choose to live for the Lord. So, you know, just know that that day will soon come to America, glory to God. But I hope that you will not back down and you will stand for righteousness' sake, because that's the only way you're going to see God. The Bible says if you suffer with him, you'll reign with him, right? So the variety is wonderful. You know, wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by one, Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. So a lot of times I'm noticing a lot of people are angry with certain ones because they're utilizing the gifts God gave them. You cannot be mad at me because I prophesy. I wake up prophesying. I go to sleep prophesying. You cannot be mad at me because that's a gift that God gave me, and I choose to use every gift he gave me. He gave me the gift to sing. I choose to use it. He gave me a mouth to talk. I choose to use my mouth to glorify God. So, you know, people get upset with you when you're walking in your calling, when you're walking in the anointing that God has given you, when you're walking in power. People want to come at you. People want to chop your head off. People are even congregating with other folks to come against you, to take you out, because you're using the gift that God gave you. I'm reminded about the talent that God gave in the Bible, and how he gave this one and so many amounts of talents, and it was considered money, but God gave him the talent, and he had three of them. One brought back more than God had given him, and God was pleased. And then you have another one that brought back the talents. He didn't have as much as the first one, but he did bring something back. Then you had that third one he gave the talent. He went and hid his. He said, because you are the God that take it. You give it and you take it away. And I know you would take it away from me, so I just hid it. Listen, I want y'all to understand. When God created you, there was gifts that was attached to your name. There are gifts right now that is attached to your DNA. And if you don't use the gift that God gave you, guess what? A bird will use them. I'm trying to tell y'all something. God will use an animal to give him glory while you still trying not to use the gift he gave you. I want you to understand this. It is important that you use the gift that he's given you so that it is to better you. It is to help others. It is for your benefit, not just your benefit, but it's for the benefit of the people of God. You need to use the gifts and stop hiding them and stop letting them lie dormant, right? Because you'll never get to your full potential in God when you know there are things that's in you that you don't want to use because it came from God. Something is wrong with you when you're afraid to. You listen, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you and bring you before what? Great men, great women. You know what I'm saying? But you choose not to use your gift. God has given you knowledge. He's given you word of knowledge. He's given you wisdom, how to do a thing. Wisdom is how to do something, when to do it, when not to do it. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is considered a herd. Come on here. And you refuse to use the gift that he gave you. So you want to stay dumb, dumb? God gave you intelligence. We are an intelligent being. And you mean to tell me you want to act like you retarded and don't know? Those people that have special needs would love to have your intelligence, but you want to play and use it for something that you shouldn't use it for. Instead of using it to glorify God, you want to, Lord Jesus, help me on tonight. You want to do foolish stuff. There are people wish they did have a voice to sing, and here you got a beautiful voice and you won't even sing praises unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help us on tonight. And then, you know, I said, Lord, well, you gave us these gifts. It's a reason why he gave them to you. He knew that if you ever tapped into what he gave you, you would be so anointed, so powerful. The devil, you would listen here. You would depopulate hell if you used the gifts you had. If you used those gifts, Satan would be on your trail. Yes, he would. But guess what? You'll be doing what the master called you to do. A lot of people are walking around with all these gifts and they're lying dormant. So God says, if they don't use them, I'll take you up out of here and I'll use your children. I'll give them the gift. Hallelujah. Listen there, Lord, have mercy. There are many people that have died and went straight to hell because they didn't use the gift God gave them to use. They didn't listen. They didn't want no parts of it. They chose the life that they live. Nobody fought but theirs. But listen, now I'm trying to hope that I'm helping you to awaken something on the inside of you to repent and say, Lord, every gift that you have given me, show me. tell me, instruct me, lead me, and guide me, so that I will, so that these gifts will no longer lie dormant on the inside of me, but that they may be fruitful. Come on here. And that they may multiply, and that they will increase and enlarge, and that they will help and instruct others, that they will teach others. Lord God, let my gift be used for your glory, to glorify you, God, to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Oh God, to lay hands on the blind and they get their sight. Lord God, to lay hands on the deep and they begin to talk. To lay hands on those that are sick with the palsy and their body parts line up. To lay, oh my God, to speak a word into existence. Hallelujah. To speak into something that's dead, a dead situation. And because I got the gift and you've given me the power, I can call it to come back to life. Can these bones live? Yes, they can. I declare and I decree, hallelujah, that these bones shall live and do what God called them to do. I declare tonight and I decree that you shall not let any more gifts lie dormant on the inside of you, but that you will utilize them, that you would do what God calls you to do with them, that you would be a blessing to the kingdom, that you would bless the body of Christ with these gifts, because God needs every gift. He's coming back for his gifts, y'all. Y'all better hear me tonight. God is coming back for every gift that he loaned you. These are loaners, just like our children. They are loaners. They don't belong to us. They belong to God. But he just chose you to be the vessel to carry them. Come on here. He chose you to be the vessel, hallelujah, to steer them in the right direction. And some of you, instead of being a parent, you want to be their girlfriend. You want to be their bestie. You trying to dress like them. You trying to act like them. You're emulating them. And you, Lord have mercy. We don't know who the adult is. They more apparent than you are. God is coming back for his gifts. Every gift that he's given you, every talent that he's given you, he's coming back for him. He want to know why you didn't pray when I gave you the power to pray, when I put my word in your mouth, when I put my word in your belly, why didn't you pray? You were called to pray. You were called to be an intercessor, and you choose to not pray. You don't want nobody to hear you praying. You know why? Because you don't want to pray. But let me tell you something. The more you pray, the better you're going to get at it. You don't have to sound like the next person. Just utilize the gift that God gave you. See, y'all, that's the problem. Everybody want to be like the next person. Be your authentic self. God is the originator. Come on here. And he wants us to be individuals. We operate and have different, the same gift or different gifts, but they are all under the same administration. We have different operations, diversities of operation, but the same God. All of it has been given by the same God. And we act like we don't Lord Jesus on tonight. We act as if that God gave us a gift, and our gift is so powerful and so anointed. And so what you done did now, you know you got the gift to see. So you don't stop seeing for God's people. Now you seeing to make money and to make a profit off of what you see. And now you don't cast over into divination. So yes, psychics, you know, that's their name. But psychics have the gift to see. Some of them were born to be a prophet or prophetess. Oh, yes, they were. Some of them were born to be a prophet and prophetess. But they found out that when you're serving God for real, ain't no money. You should be looking for the money of it, right? You should give the gift. You're supposed to serve freely because God gave us these gifts freely, and freely we ought to be able to give it. Amen? Hallelujah. But there's nothing wrong with nobody blessing you. If they reap of your spiritual things, then you should be able to reap of their carnal things, right? But glory to God. But so now you got psychics. You got these that have stepped over into divination. Tarot card readers, all of these different form of demonic arenas, because they all in there together. The black magic, red magic, white magic, the voodoo, the witch doctor, the warlock, all of that, the astrologers, because see, astrology did come from God, the moon, the stars, and stuff like that. But now we worship, some people are worshiping the stars. Some people are worshiping the universe. No, you don't worship the universe. You worship the creator of the universe. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's get back to the word, because I'm going to try to wrap this up in just a few more minutes. Lord, is this word blessing y'all, or am I the only one? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel my help. For the body, for as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bonds or free, and have been all made to drink unto one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. You got one body, but many members. Let me tell you something. If you yield your members to God, he going to use you. You can be a sinner. You can be sinning. I'm talking about real deal sinning, big time. And you ain't even say you saved. But if you say, Lord, just use me for your glory. Lord, just use me. I'm willing to be used by you. God will use you to get his job done. All right? God will use anybody. He used the trees to get his job done. He used the elements to get his job done. All right? Hallelujah. Verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I'm not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. Let me go back because this is a question. Verse 15 says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? That's a question. And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the ear, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Listen. If your foot is attached to your body, guess what? It's of the body. Come on. Amen. If your hand is attached to your body, guess what? It is of what? The body. That's the answer. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Y'all know this. That is funny. But now are they many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the hand to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more are feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think could be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncommonly parts have more abundant comeliness. Let's read. Let me go back real quick. Okay, you can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, right? The limbs, the organs, the cells. But no matter how many parts you can name, you still one body. You got it? If all of this is attached, my head is attached to my body. My eyes are attached to my body. My nose, my mouth, my arms, my elbows, my hand, my wrists, my fingers, my toes, my kneecap, my thighs. Amen? And so forth and so on. Right? Just want to make sure y'all understand because I know sometimes the word can get complex. But no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one Spirit, we all say goodbye to our partial and, piecemeal lives. We each use to independently call our own shots. But then we enter into a large and integrated life in which, you know, he has the final say in everything. God does have the final say. Don't make no mistakes about it, right? This is why we proclaim in word and in action while we were baptized. Each of us is now a part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his Spirit, where we all come to drink. The old labels we once used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, we need something larger, more comprehensive. I want you to think about, I'm about to wrap this up. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less, but it makes you significant. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If the foot says, I'm not eloquent like the hand, embellished with rings, I guess I don't belong to this body. Would that make it so? If the ear says, I'm not beautiful like the eye, transparent and expressive? I don't deserve a place on the head. Would you want to remove it from the body? If the body was an eye, would it hear? If all ear, could it smell? If it's all, you know, what we see God has created. You know, he created carefully, placed each part of the body right where he wanted. But I also want you to think about how this keeps you significant from getting blown up into self-importance. For no matter how significant you are, it is only because of what you are a part of. An enormous eye or a gigantic hand wouldn't be a body, but a monster, right? What we have is one body with many parts. Each is proper size and its proper place. I want y'all to understand this, right? We are significant. We're designed the way God wants us to be designed, right? Our bodies is a model for understanding our lives together as a church. We talk about the members, the parts of the body. This is also, we're just using this as a way to understand our lives as the church. Every part is dependent on each other. Just like it is in the body of Christ, we all depend on one another, right? For we are commonly parts have no need, but God have tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for the other. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God have set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Everybody ain't no apostle. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. But covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Amen. That is the word of the Lord. I hope tonight that you got a better version of the spiritual gift and how we have many different, we all have different gifts, all under the same administration, all been given to us by the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's close these paperback Bibles. Amen. Glory to God. So right now, Dr. Kimmy Kim, we're going to open up the phone line. Listen, people of God, what we're going to do, when you come on, we want you to give your name, city and state. Let us know where you're chiming in from. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go to these phone lines. Amen. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Hello, my name is Corinne Carter. I just made it here to Mobile, Alabama from Texas. I'm going to have emergency surgery procedure in the morning. And I want to say thank you, Dr. Sylvia Hunter, for that word. And I've been up 23 hours straight, got off this morning and got straight on the road after working an overnight 12 hours shift. And I'm just making it to Mobile. So I thank the Lord for keeping my eyes awake. I mean, being able to hear this wonderful word. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, woman of God, let us pray. Father, we thank you now. This is a Korean father. I thank you for her life. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for what you're doing in her. Father God, I thank you that you're going to use her for such a time as this. And even on tomorrow, Father, as she go into the operating room, Father, we ask that the room be, every utensil be sterile. We ask that the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, everyone that's working to with her, that they be alert, oh God, and Lord God, that they would treat her right, that all will go well, that there be nothing lacking, missing, or broken, that she will come out of recovery. She would have a speedy recovery. We speak speedy healing in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. And Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in her life for such a time as this. So Father, cover her children right now. We thank you now. Everything that pertains to her, Father, cover it now in Jesus' name. And I want you to know that God is with you. Woman of God, the enemy tries so much to attack you. You ought to see, if you, Lord, have mercy. I just look at you and I just shake my head. because you are a walking testimony. It seems like every month or every other month the devil try to do something, but you always come out victorious. So you got a right to praise God. And listen, your mouth ought to be a mouthpiece for God. It should be a trumpet where you sound the alarm, because God has brought you through this, he brought you through that, and he keeps on bringing you out. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So I do give God glory for your life on tonight. And we will be praying with you and for you. Amen. And just send me the information and details so I'll check on you tomorrow after everything is over. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I will.
All right. Love you. Good to have you on tonight.
I love you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I just praise God right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you on this evening?
I am well. Thank you for asking. How are you, woman of God?
Just fine. Blessed, just like you. I want to thank you for the message on this evening. It was well needed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I bless the Lord for you. Amen. Keep on keeping on. Keep doing what you're doing. Amen. Greater is here. You know, people saying greater may come in the next so many years. Now it's here right now. It's here. You got to tap into it now. I want y'all to hear me clearly, and it's for every one of you. Greater is here, but you won't know it's here if you're not tapping into it. That we have been given access, but we don't tap into it, and so that's why we don't accumulate the access. We don't walk in the doors because we're not tapping in. Tap into it. You hear me?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Love you. Thank you for joining me on tonight. God bless you.
Love you too. Well.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Harmon. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I'd just like to thank the Lord for using you on tonight, like he always do, to bring this word to us. And I thank the Lord that the gifts that he has placed into us, that he has put someone in our lives to help us study gifts up. So I thank you for these words. And I love you in Jesus' holy name.
I love you more. I appreciate what you just said, because I always pray. When I'm praying, I'm asking the Lord to stir up the gifts on our prayer line. But that's the thing we need. We need God to stir up the gift. But let me say this, people of God. God will place you with a leader that can activate your gift. A lot of people are sitting in churches and their gifts are not being utilized because they don't have a leader to stir it up. They don't have a leader to know how to tap in and stir up what's on the inside of you. And I'm not putting down no leaders. God knows I love the leaders because we have a hard job. But I want to encourage you, if you're sitting and you know something that about yourself that you should be doing but not sure exactly what it is, you need to ask God to send you somewhere where you can get stirred up so that you can be a benefit to the body of Christ. It's no use having gifts and they sitting there and they're not being utilized. You're not effective. You're not effective to the body. You're not effective to God because you got these gifts. God wants you to utilize them. Excuse me. And if he can use a donkey. Say that again. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
What were you saying?
That was somebody else. That wasn't me.
Okay. Well, if he can use a donkey to speak to his master, surely he should have to do all. It should take all of that for us, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's our dad. We should be able to, you know. But I pray, bless God for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in with me.
I love you.
Have a good evening.
Love you more.
All right, sir. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I did hear somebody, but I did not hear what they were saying. Amen. But we do give God glory and honor on tonight. I thank God. Amen. My vocals are not where they need to be, but I still refuse to stay quiet. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever little voice I have, I'm able. I'm going to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Call you on the air with the apostle. All right. Well, I thank God for you, each of you that have tuned in. I thank you for joining me on tonight. Amen. Hopefully you got something out of the message on tonight, the word on tonight. If not, go back, study it for yourself, read it, digest it, ask God to help you dissect it. Amen. Because we want to make sure that we're living and doing what God called us to do. Tonight, please don't let any more gifts lie dormant. If you got the gift to see, say what you see. You don't know. You may be saving somebody's life. If you're a dreamer, if you're dreaming, God is showing you things in dreams, because God is stirring up the dreamer in you on tonight. For those of you there, some of you are going to begin to dream like crazy. That's under the sound of my voice, or may come back by replay. You're going to begin to dream like crazy, and God is stirring up the dreamer's anointing. There's a dreamer's anointing of those that God is giving dreams while they're sleeping, because he can't get their attention while they're up. So he'll put them in a sleep to get their attention and show them things. Most times it may frighten you, but if you know the word of the Lord, you know to get up and pray against anything negative. You know, rebuke it. If God shows you somebody's going to have an accident, you get up and rebuke the accident. That's why he's showing you, because you need to pray. Glory to God. So we do thank God for this time. I thank God for each and every one of you again. Dr. Kevin Kim, I thank God for you on tonight. Y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Those of you that can get a prayer off the ground. Now, if you can't get a prayer off the ground and you don't have a relationship with God, then I'm not talking to you. But those who have a personal relationship with the Father, amen, I need you to pray for me, amen. Hallelujah. I need prayer just like every other leader that's trying to live according to the will of the Lord for their lives. Y'all, it's high time that we pray. Stay on high alert. Start praying against these spells and temptations that the enemy is trying to do. Begin to pray. Bind every cantation, bind every ritual, everything that they're trying to do now, y'all. Bind this stuff up so that God's people will not be affected, right? But we love you guys. Listen, next week I need y'all to call everybody up. Let them know I'm back on the air. Meet me next Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We bless God for this radio broadcast. I thank God for Dr. Kim and Kim and the Elations family. So until next week, God bless you all. Shalom.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I ask the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you.
Feels like I'm so
there's no mercy.
run dry.
All you have to simply say is, Lord, change my heart.
Say it again.
Lord, change my heart.
I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will. We can.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong.